Good morning, Sower Nation. It's Thursday. I'm already smiling today. I can see that you're smiling too. We've got some good to get into today. Maybe it'll even be some fun to get into. It's Thursday. It is January the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Diving right into consecration, okay? Locating ourselves in the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, Father, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled Jawbreakers. Our text is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. This is a very popular text in the New Word, New Year, New Word series challenge. Hear now the word of the Lord. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Does anyone remember the candy from years ago we used to call jawbreakers? They looked like a large gumball, only when you put it in your mouth and bit down, it felt like a rock in your mouth. It was too big to hold in the center of your mouth for very long and way too big to swallow. The only thing you could do with a jawbreaker was to put it over in the side of your mouth, between your back teeth and your cheek. It protruded outward in your cheek like a wad of chewing tobacco. It would take hours to melt away for those who had the patience to stay with it. In retrospect, the dentist must have loved jawbreakers as they kept them in business. That's how I see today's text, as a jawbreaker. Can we pick it up and put it in our mouth just now, get a hint of the flavor, and push it over into our cheek, up against our jaw? Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. It's too large to hold in your mouth, too solid to break apart and chew up, and so dense with revelation it would take a year to get it all. And isn't that the whole point of a new word for this new year? We must put it between our back teeth and our cheek and hold it in our jaw for hours as it slowly melts into the most richly flavored truth. I often pull verses apart into phrases and groupings of words. For the longest time, here were my favorite group of words in this text. Who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. These words always challenged me to dream larger and pray bigger and bolder, because I could never out-ask or out-imagine God. Add to that these words. According to his power that is at work. These eight words were like lighter fluid on the fire of the 13 words that preceded them. Nothing was impossible with God. It reminds me of the children's song, "My God is so big, so strong and so mighty." Let's sing it. "My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do for you." My reading of this text for so many years centered around the incomprehensible, unstoppable power of God ever accessible through our prayers. Just ask bigger, larger, longer, and more. Until one day, I finally noticed the two words I now believe to be the power point of the whole text and the larger surrounding context. Here they are, within us. Let's push the jawbreaker text from one cheek now, cross our tongue and into the other cheek, and say the whole verse as we do it. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." How had I missed those two little words? Within us. Had they been asleep over in the corner? Or had I just wanted to pray big, bold prayers and leave it to God to somehow work it out for us? Like perhaps just through the air or by his invisible hand. As a rule, God does his immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work. Wait for it. Within us. This is the miracle. God infuses his wonder-working, evil-crushing, sin-defeating, compassion-doing, gift-giving, sickness-healing, prophecy-fulfilling, grace-transforming, justice-working, mercy-moving, love-lifting power, devil-punching in the face within us. He does it within us. And then he moves it through us into others as the answer to their prayers and ours. The sovereign miracles from the sky happen, but they are the exception. The rule of God's immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine according to his power that is at work is done, say it with me, within us. Okay, now shift the jawbreaker over into the other cheek, because there's a ton more. We see a coupling of two words repeated twice in today's text. It tells us that us, me and you, are not the thrust of the text. You saw those words, didn't you? Those two words. We're going to shift the jawbreaker text over into the other cheek now, and those two words repeated twice will come clear to us. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." You heard them, didn't you? Those two words repeated twice. To him, to him, to him. Okay, you got time for one more power word from this jawbreaker of a text today. It was the first one. Now. 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 The prayer for illumination. Lord Jesus, Word of God from before the beginning, our great teacher, I marvel at the way you entrust and invest your immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine power within us. And I'll just say it so my mouth can pray it and my ears can hear it within me. You have hidden yourself within me that you might reveal yourself through me to others by the power of your love to do the very same kinds of things you did when you walked this earth. Wake me up to this reality. And thank you for the jawbreaker. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for our good. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Harmonize with me. Amen. I heard it. I could hear the harmonies out there. Well, the journal prompts today. What do you make of this little phrase? According to His power that is at work within us. Have you noticed it before? And the way the grammar works. How does it change your perspective on prayer and what prayer is and how it works and how you will now pray? So is the jawbreaker still in your mouth? I've still got it in my mouth. How many times did you have to take the jawbreaker out and just throw it away? I remember if you got a jawbreaker at the beginning of recess, you couldn't even get the thing done before class started again and recess was over and the trash can was just filled with half eaten jawbreakers. Yep, those were the days, weren't they? When we had recess. We're going to sing here today. To God be the glory. I believe it's number 580 in our hymnal. I notice there's two with that title, one by Fanny Crosby. This is the one by Andre Crouch. Actually, nope. We're going with the Fanny Crosby version. Okay. Yes, Fanny Crosby, 531. Reaching back to 1875, 531. Three verses. We're going to sing them all here in just a minute. They're powerful. Kind of in the spirit of that benediction, right? Now to Him. That's what this text is. It's a benediction. I wish we had time to really back up and talk through, you know, the prayer that precedes the, this is how the prayer actually ends, you know. It's that one that starts off by saying, this is our banding prayer. It says, Father, we pray that out of your glorious riches, you would strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And we pray that we, being rooted and established in love, may have power. You see that? Rooted and established in love may have power. You don't root and establish yourself in power so that you may have love. You root and establish yourself in love so that you may have power to grasp, right? Together with all the saints, with all the saints, to grasp, we need each other to see it. How high, how wide, how long, how deep is the love of Christ? And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. That's learning by revelation right there, to know beyond knowledge. To know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. You see, that's what comes first. Being filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him. Now to Him. Right? Not to us. Now to Him. Who is able to do immeasurably beyond all we can ask or even imagine. Every Sunday at Gillette Methodist, this is most Sundays, I use this word as a benediction. I say, you know, now to him who is able to do immeasurably above and beyond all we can ask or even imagine. Sometimes I'll create a little amplified version. I say, even think or comprehend or conceive of. And then I say, how? To the church, I say, how does he do it? And they chime in, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus now and throughout all generations. And the church said, amen. You know, I've got this friend who writes me a lot from the wake-up call. His name's Fred Matthew. And he's always challenging me. He's a challenger in the best way on this very point. Like, how does God do what God does? And he's like, it's through us. It's God does not defeat evil. I mean, God can, okay, hear me right. But God does not normally defeat evil just through the air. He does it through his people, his church, not through the, even through like the institutional church. It's persons. It's you. It's me. It's Fred. It's Justice, who we prayed for yesterday and we believe is doing better. It's Dan, who we prayed for yesterday, who writes for us sometimes on the wake-up call so beautifully. He does it through us. He does it. This is why we say, let's get our seeds and I'll see you on the field, because this is how it happens. It's not just by osmosis. You know, he sent, 1 John tells us, he sent Jesus, his son, to destroy the work of the devil. He didn't just wave his hand across the earth to destroy the work of the devil. No, he sent his one and only son to do that. And he sends us to do that. That's why we say, wake up. Guys, this is our shift. This is our moment. This is the time when he's doing it within and then through us. I'm preaching now. I know. I'm coming on too strong, maybe. It's time to sing. You ready? Let's sing this benediction right out of the text. You ready? 531. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice to him. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Amen. You couldn't see me, but I had my hands up there just like directing the choir today. I was just kind of slowing it down a little bit and calling for the fortissimo for you musicians out there. No more pianissimo, more fortissimo. That means louder for you non-musicians. Well, it's still Thursday, guys. We're just now getting going, but we are ready for the fields today because his power is at work within us. We are not bystanders. We're not just trying to see how big we can pray. We're going to pray big, but we're going to run in the path of our prayers because he's at work within us. All right, I got to stop. Listen, get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.